Should we do a call to order and introductions? I think we've already introduced each other, but do we want to just make sure everybody's here? I know I'm here, but Kathy is not. Nicole is. Michelle is. Michelle. Love that.
Keep going.
Michelle is. Michelle is.
We got three of them to get through.
No Jody. It's funny, I just saw her. Okay. Michelle. Aaron. Jill is here. Benzie is here. David Beer is here. No Scott Harvey.
No Scott today.
Okay. Fantastic. So no other public members that I know of. We're all. So I'm going to skip over public comment and go to discussion items, which would be starting with minutes. Are printed out here. Were these sent out? I didn't see these by email, so that's...
Yes.
They were.
Yeah. Okay. I sent them on the invite to the meeting today.
Got it. Okay. I'm just going to take a second to go through these real quick.
I don't even want to say it, but just pulling one L out of my name on the back page. we can't get through it without, but either way.
What's it?
I'm a single L. I know.
Oh. See, you do the spell check, and there's Jody
Michelle.
It does.
It does, I know.
She's the weird kind of Michelle.
I know. Unique, I'll say. Unique.
I'm sorry, because I do run the spell check on it, and
it's
it
all good. I know.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
You catch
It always gets me on websites, you know, the email addresses.
On section, the VPHS fencing, the section where the last comment in here is, members agreed it made sense to remove doggy bag dispensers from the gates surrounding all of the schools in Dillo Park. I believe there was some discussion about this in terms of, it makes sense because of the thing, but... It also makes sense because if you don't have them, then there's nothing for them to clean up. So I don't know if that...
But if dogs are not allowed on the property, there should not be bags there.
They should be elsewhere within the community, but not at the gate to
not
the school.
And they have put up all new signs that are all over Sarah Villa that have a poster of a dog and no, not allowed. And they have a seahorse now outside of the gate sitting there with a sign on it saying no dogs allowed.
A seahorse?
Sawhorse. I was trying to think of what that was. And like, yeah, a seahorse.
I was trying to picture it.
Cody, right there outside the gate with a little sign
saying,
please.
Are they not the Vikings anymore? Maybe they're just seahorses?
But also, as discussed previously, it's just a sign, and unless it's enforced, then. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. But the bags
never
out.
Had signs before, which is quite interesting to have that next to the doggy.
Yeah, but the bags
bag.
At the gate were conflicting, being like, and yet, here's a bag.
Yeah, yes. No dogs, but please take a bag
so
on us.
So, you want to add to the minutes that we had a lively discussion?
Yeah.
It was animated.
I would disagree. I would say, I don't know if we're all agree, but I would disagree. I would say that if you don't put the bags out there, that you end up with more poop. And that the people are going to go out there no matter what. And that, I understand it's a conflicting message, but I would rather have the poop picked up than, and...
But this is just the minutes right now anyway that we're going through. So.
Just saying...
Yeah.
In terms of reflecting
well,
the record.
We've actually removed the doggy bag dispensers. Yeah.
Oh. So there.
We have, Mike removed them, and we had that one consultation, I think with Scott we talked to, at the high school has the signs posted as well.
Yeah.
So only where the signs are posted, we said, you know, it's kind of like...
Conflicting.
Mixed
messaging,
so
yes.
Well, even with them up, it's not getting picked up. So, I mean, I'm sure there's responsible owners out there, but... Yes, yeah. I maintain the fields for the Little League, so it's all over the place.
I think the responsible owners are the ones who see the sign and then leave their
and
dog
then,
at home.
And then keep walking.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, my mom would bring a dog if she thought that it wasn't against the rules. I'm not going to bring my dog. I've got too much else to worry about. But when you see a sign and you're responsible, you go back with your dog.
I was just highlighting
We're just talking about minutes at the moment. We're just moving on.
In terms of what we talked about, there was a discrepancy there, that's all I was saying.
Okay. You're saying that all members did not agree to remove the doggy bag dispensers.
Otherwise, I think the notes are fine.
With that one spelling correction.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, we're just on a minute. And I'm not suggesting changing policy or anything in any way, shape, or form. I'm just voicing an opinion.
Which was human discussion items.
discussion for school events. So,
should the... is there a typo for discussion 3B? Should that be 18-19, not 17-18?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ooh, good catch.
Because I have my coffee this morning.
Look at you.
I'm impressed by that.
So do we have a motion? I can make a motion to approve the minutes with the adjustments.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. On to 3B, school events for the remainder of the school year. We can go around schools. Start with the high school.
That's me.
Yeah, even though on the agenda it says it's me again. So, yeah.
Does
That's
it?
That's okay.
I think we should just hyphen your names. Yeah. Just put them on everything.
It does.
It's okay.
It says I'm CV again.
Yeah. It's Michelle.
M3.
You're good.
M3?
Yes. Yeah. But it has Michelle and Nicole flipped every week with Nicole being VPHS and me being CV, but I don't have a kid at CV, so
there you go. Anymore.
So that's her. So it's me. Things we have coming up. We have, I'm not even going to say these things in order, probably. Senior awards on June 30th. May 30th. Hello. So again, with our construction and everything, parking's probably going to be fun, and hopefully we won't be ticketing.
Dr. Miller's called us, and we're good.
Yeah, hopefully we won't be ticketing people parked in strange places at strange times on the street, especially like... awards is early in the morning, where those signs still say, you know, no parking from these hours, but it's going to be awards at that time, so let's give those people some grace. So we have that coming up. We have baccalaureate coming up on June. Oh my god, I was supposed to have these things pulled up, wasn't I?
So while we're in terms of getting an exemption for special events, how difficult is that? Is that just a matter of us notifying? Or
we just need to, the school just notifies us. So typically it's the principals, they put something, they just email me and say, well, they did, like Dr. Miller said the other day, they had a playoff baseball game, playoff softball game. They were having some back-to-school night or something the same day, and he just says, can we have it? And it's done. And then I notified the sheriff, and the sheriff
then circulates it. Last Friday, they had an event, and they had a baseball game and a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of people got ticketed.
If we don't know about it, we don't...
It wasn't brought to the attention.
Oh, so he didn't tell you about that one.
He told me about last Wednesday.
Oh.
So he said there was an event Wednesday or whatever the first round of the playoffs was. So it's got to be something that we just need to know about.
Well, usually they'll only do if it's something over the top. Like for just one baseball game on campus, they're not going to let the city know for every game.
Yeah.
But if there's, you know, multiple playoffs and, you know, a parent night or something like that, then. But otherwise, if it's a standard baseball game, a standard soccer game, we expect everyone to park properly.
League finals and swimming. Because that brings in four schools.
Right. Yeah.
So that was a big thing where there's buses and everything. So and we had a baseball game that day.
Softball, swimming, and then they had, had a theater production.
Theater production that night.
They were rehearsals for that.
So, they just notify us and we contact the lieutenant and they take care of all the deputies and they know that it's all good.
Got it. So they told you about Wednesday, but they didn't say anything about Friday. Okay.
They didn't, but I'm going to make mention to Dr. Miller about Friday because we're hosting round three of the CIF playoffs, and it's going to be probably more people than we had last Friday, so I think it'd be a good idea to relax.
They're pretty good, like the overnights and stuff like that, though. You know, hey, we got the sleepovers or we got the carnivals or things going on.
But I have to, from an official capacity, when you, like when you're driving by a school and you, like you as a sheriff, you see there's like way more cars than normal. Is it safe for you guys to assume, they're having an activity and maybe we should ease up? Or does it have to be said in an official
capacity?
Typically,
what I want to do is get a sanction or something from the school, a notification, because...
But in case they forgot, is it okay?
There's events on Saturdays and things like that, the other parking accommodations and things. So we're trying to, I just need to hear from the school. It's just easier for clear cut. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, then we're just assuming things are happening and you could do that almost every day.
Yeah, but so, sometimes, like you said, like the big playoff, you can see, well, that's way more cars than we normally have. There must be something going on. Just curious. Okay. At any rate,
no room for what you're. I just want to make sure we're clear on this. There's no room for like discretion. It has to be something they have to say something ahead of time.
Typically, for us to notify the sheriff's department. Okay. I mean, I don't know what you guys use for discretion, but
priorities.
Yeah, I mean, there are days they won't ticket. I mean, because they got like 15 other things to do on the list of stops or whatever else they're doing. So I mean, I know it's all a matter of how much time they've got and whatever. And candidly, I hate to say this, it depends on which deputy's on duty. Because some of these guys are new and will be ticketing or whatever, and you know, so we get different shifts of people. So I don't know who's going to be here. You don't know who's going to be here necessarily.
Okay, I think that's just a good note for us to keep in mind for the high school. Hey, they got to be on the ball.
The junior highs do it. The elementary schools, all of them.
Yeah, all of them though, because like maybe second grade has an event and everybody comes, but they didn't even think to mention it to the school, who didn't think to mention it to the city, who didn't know to mention it. You know. Right. It's the end of the year. There's probably going to be a lot of events going on, so perhaps just give people grace at any rate. So we have senior awards on the 30th. On the 31st, we have the Morp dance at the high school in the evening.
Backwards
prom. That's the one. And then June 5th, we have the medallion awards, which shouldn't be a large parking issue. There's a blowout assembly on June 7th. That will be a big parking thing. Is he writing these all down? Okay. Because lots of parents come to attend that blowout assembly, so there should be people all over the thing. So then June 9th is baccalaureate, which will also be a big parking thing. And then that's it. As far as PFSO events. You know, we've got AP exams and stuff, but none of that really affects anything with parking.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. CV?
CV, I actually made a list because there's so many dates. We can pass those around.
Look at her. She's all super efficient.
Well, I'm trying to save Steve's hand. That's what I'm trying to do. Because I start writing all these down. I'm like, oh, Steve's not going to be happy. So we have a Willy Wonka musical coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, which should be really fun. SBAC testing then begins Monday, May 20th. We've got band and orchestra concerts at the end of this month. Kind of an extra minimum day, you know, every Wednesday's early release, but we have an extra minimum day Friday, May 31st. Last day of school at Sarah Villa, for those of you that don't know, we do staggered start. The seventh graders start a day early, and so they get out a day early. So last day of school will be June 12th for them, and then last day of school for our eighth graders is the 13th. So could we get the parking restrictions lifted for a promotion? Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah, that's.
Yep, perfect. And then I also included some August dates just because we probably won't meet before then. So I've got the dates of registration, which I think it's more maybe just to put in that Villa Park, you know, bulletin that you send out every week, just so, you know, the community's aware. Maybe they haven't gotten the school communication, and maybe they have a middle schooler or just moved into the area or whatever. So maybe that would be good to put in there.
FYI, the high school registration is the following week, the 12th through the 15th.
Yeah. And our makeup registration is on one of those
start days. Date is?
21st.
Yes, Wednesday the 21st.
For 7th or 8th?
For 7th will be the day before.
So the 20th?
Yeah. And then parent information night we're having on Wednesday, August 28th in the evening. So that's what I have.
Is that different from back to school night?
Yes. That's like a...
And we have an event at your school on the 22nd, too.
Serrano does?
Yes, a BAPA concert.
Oh, lovely.
So I don't know if parking is an issue for that.
No, it's not. The evening events, maybe put in the Villa Park newsletter, the email one, just so that the community is aware and maybe can attend if they want. You know, some of these events, like the Willy Wonka play, I think, you know, there might be some community members that
might
want to go.
Sure, we had people walk over yesterday to the 1 o'clock show or the 1:30 show that you guys had.
So it's fine. So that's all I have.
Look at you making the rest of us look bad. I know. Hyped up schedule. Whatever.
Michelle.
Oh, me. I was like...
I just figured I'd say Michelle.
That's all right. One of us will chime in. It doesn't matter. We are doing the VAPA concert on the 22nd at CV for our 5th and 6th graders. And then we have the... trying to think here. Softball game
VAPA
is the visual arts and performing arts. So it's all of our instruments, band, orchestra, and theater. I think they're doing another date. So this is just string and band. So
I've been to them for many years. I just figured I'd...
Gotcha. Yes. So our concerteers are going to be performing, which should be fun and exciting. But it's only about an hour show. It's not very big. But CV usually does something like they kind of come and do a little pre-show or after-show or something of what they have to look forward to. So that's fun. We have a softball game on the 10th. I don't think that we probably will have a little bit of parking issue parent-wise, but may kind of take up the street.
That's the parents versus kids one?
Yes. Yeah. Parents versus sixth grade.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Gotta call it, you know. So that's about it parking-wise. We are doing graduation for the first time at night this year. Mm-hmm. So we are graduating on the 13th. At Serrano at night, hopefully in hopes to break up your guys' stuff, because apparently we have a lot of parents that are graduating 6th grade, 8th grade, and seniors, which is interesting this year.
Yeah, but it's easier because the senior, Villa Park High School is always at night.
Yeah.
So it's easier if it's in the morning, because I did three last year. So going 8 a.m. to 10:30 to 7.
The principals and pick this with our
really?
Principal.
Yeah, because June 13th at 7 p.m. is the high school graduation.
We are at 6 p.m. on the 13th.
But they're at Angel Stadium, so people will be over there at 6 p.m. already.
I don't know. Okay, they said this was weird. A better thing for
We've
us.
We've always
apparently.
Done the elementaries in the morning so that people could go straight from elementary to middle to high school.
Not this time, apparently. So it's at night.
That seems like a poor choice.
That does.
Just my opinion.
No.
As someone who has done three graduations in one
day. But Catherine said she got with all three principals and they worked this out. So I'm not too sure. I don't think Angel Stadium was in the mix when they did this.
Even Fred Kelly's worse. If you're not there
right.
by 6, you will never get into Fred Kelly on time. You just won't.
Right. So. I don't know. So I'm not too sure how
that. The graduation. What time is the graduation?
I believe 6 p.m. 6 to 7:30.
Yeah, because really, Fred Kelly is absolutely worse. I mean, you could maybe make it for the first part of the graduation and still get to Angel Stadium and get parking and get in there.
Yeah.
Fred Kelly, you have to literally be there at 6 in order.
Such a conjunction around that.
Yeah, because it's horrible.
You might want to just make a little mention to your principal that that's...
Yeah,
I will consider. They and came back because of that, I guess.
Yeah,
apparently.
And I'll say something to Mrs. Hogan, and maybe you can say something
yes.
to Dr.
I'm
going to
have them pull records to see how many kids,
how many
conflicts.
Have both.
Yes.
That, you know, seniors and
yeah, but it might not be like a direct family, but it could be like your nephew or something, you know. Like
yeah,
there are a lot of people in our
thing.
Community that have siblings
yeah.
that have kids in there.
No, I will definitely
yeah, grandparents with
yeah,
multiple kids.
Yeah, because I go to my nephews and yeah.
Yeah, no, I will ask. Unfortunately, I just have a sixth grader going, so I'm not too worried about that
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah.
But I will put it out there. I thought it was a little odd, too, but that was what it was. And then we have our camp out on the 7th, Friday night, going into Saturday night. And then that's it for us. We're in the home stretch.
Okay.
Yep.
26 days.
Not that
Monday
she's counting.
Five. No, not at all.
Okay, on to Villa Park Elementary. So the few events that we have where we'll have a lot more traffic would be open house on Tuesday the 28th. We also have our Bapper concert that next day on Wednesday, and that's in the morning. Our Camp Bobcat is on June 7th. We will have our lip sync performances on June 11th, which is a Tuesday.
June 7th is the same date for both of your campouts?
Yeah.
We normally do try to coordinate them.
Cool.
And then also, I guess, moving on to the 13th of June, which is our last day, which is 6th grade graduation, and that's in the morning for us at UPD. Mm-hmm. And we do have a minimum day end of trimester on the 31st. That's a Friday. So those are our events.
Where's your lipstick? I'm sorry.
June 11th, Tuesday
morning.
Tuesday morning.
Is that late for you guys?
No.
except no. You normally have it.
It's changed normal. Over the last couple of years. I think it's about.
Usually in the last week.
It's about.
Yeah.
They it's used a one-day event now.
Yeah, they used to have more than one performance. Yeah. So the first week of performances used to be at the end of May.
Wow.
But that's gone.
John's in the same group with my daughter.
Oh.
Yes, they're rehearsing today.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's where I'm.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
Anybody have anything else to add to discussion of events? No, I'm just checking.
Do you want to talk about the drugs at Bull Park High School thing?
But that's not an event.
It's not an event, but it's a topic.
Yeah, but I think we have other topics.
We'll come back to you. Okay. Updates, improvements by school.
I was going to say, I'd like to mention
concerns. That would be
the foundation will be having a concert in the Villa Park on August 2nd. We have a premier ABBA group called ABBA Fab.
Oh,
and
I love
the
ABBA.
School district. I talked to Ed Howard yesterday, and they are going to be partnering with us, letting us use the schools there. There's no cost except for the custodian, essentially. And it's always a nice occasion. He did suggest, do we know if there's going to be any digging up with the construction on the stadium and the area for the amphitheater?
No, there won't be.
No, I didn't think there were. I've already checked with Chuck Jay about using that date of August 2nd.
Is it a p.m.?
What?
Is it an evening event?
Yes, 7 o'clock. And if any of the schools would like to do anything like fundraising last year, I think the fifth grade did ice cream.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to do that again, let me know because...
Oh. That actually might be.
I suspect it will be a really good turnout. We'll be doing some major publicity on this. And ABBA is very popular right now, so I think we'll...
You guys had Andrew's ice cream for that?
They did, no. But no, they were out of business now.
Yeah, they are now, that's why I was thinking.
But last year,
we picked it up from a place called D-Light in Fullerton.
Yeah, Fullerton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you could even do ice cream bars if you wanted to, and then just save the rest of them for selling
at
school.
That's exactly, well... There's rules now, but yes, yeah, we did that this past year.
Whatever, I don't know, but anyway, just whatever you decide to do, if you'd like that.
That would be great. I'm going to contact you. Our fifth grade is struggling tremendously because the actual ice cream sales we can't do at our school anymore, so we lost about $7,000 a year that we put towards our fund from that.
Why can't you do ice cream sales?
It's been healthy offerings sold by the youth
during the school hours.
Healthy offerings, okay.
You can sell popcorn.
We cannot.
Oh.
We cannot sell any food at all.
Oh, we were told we could sell popcorn.
We
did it once. It was just a lot of work.
Our principal said that we are not allowed to, and I have it written down that you are not allowed to have any food or ice cream, and it has to be 30 minutes after school and not on school property.
Oh, the words that
so we
got
could stand
that
on
the
sidewalk
had to meet their guidelines.
Well, that's
we looked at it. She said that it did not.
Why don't we have a conversation?
Yes, well, we have a new principal coming this next year, too, so that may change. We do. Our Catherine gave her retirement letter this last week, so we will have a new principal at Serrano starting the new school year, so rules may change under her guideline as well.
Anyway,
or him, I guess. We're not going to be biased with that.
I would like to, if
the rules are the rules.
Don't change. Right, correct.
So why don't we have a conversation offline?
I would love to, because it was a huge dip this year. We were counting on that money, and now our fifth grade class is down a tremendous amount and is struggling for outdoor ed.
So second to restrooms is getting the school participation and fundraisers. That's my interest.
Oh, I love that then.
So let's talk.
Then I'm right there with you.
Well, we have several. The foundation has several opportunities for fundraising. There'll be the Halloween Fest. There will be, for sure. And so there's, I don't know if we're having a picnic this year or not. But
sounds like we're not.
But other than that, but if we have those things, you guys are certainly welcome to be part of that.
I love that.
And I'll help you champion whatever it is. So
perfect.
Usually Rotary does the water giveaways that Ralph helps out with at those. I think that's probably a safe bet for us to do again.
You know, the other place you might ask is Peaks Performance, because they give water also, and they have their label on the water, so that's a good way for them to get some
Well, it's great that you got that coordinated with the school. So I know I was a little worried with construction and some of the other stuff going on, but...
Right. Well, the nice part is that it doesn't cost us so much money in different kinds of things. We were looking, I mean, the insurance part is such a huge factor in some of those kinds of things. And so when, with the extra coverage that the school district requires, and so with that, we would have to find, I'd go knock on the door of the basketball team or something to partner with them and give them some extra money just to be a partner, just to, if necessary, to be able to do that. But I suspect this group will, this particular group performs at different places, at casinos and whatever, and they charge $20, $25 a person for tickets. So it'll be a free concert. Mm-hmm. So
excellent. Okay. Now, how about we move on to concerns, updates, improvements? So we'll start with Villa Park High School.
Okay. Did you look? You sounded like you were going to say something.
I was, but I'll follow. I'll follow you.
No, let you go. I'll talk. We'll talk about my thing later. You do your first thing about the school.
So I just pulled up. I don't know if everyone has seen it. We have a press release. Mm-hmm. We have information that's gone out from the school regarding the bringing down the demolition of the building. It's not going to be as sexy as when you demolish a casino, but
we're hoping for a community-wide implosion event, but.
But it will be recorded, and it will be able to, you will be able to capture it on our website. And the other thing I was going to bring up is that we have some safety concerns, safety issues on Taft, in the area, the temporary area that we have right now for our construction. I understand now that there's been an accident. We had some close calls. So we would like to work with the city on having a portion of that curb to be red for safety reasons. And maybe we can talk offline how we can make that.
It relates to people parking along that construction?
They get right close to the entrance. So what happens is it blocks. And it creates a safety.
They get in front of the entrance. Yeah, and in front of the exit.
When you pull out of the driveway, the very first thing is green right there, and so there's someone parked right there, and you can't see.
Okay. Usually half in front of the driveway, actually, to where you have to go around them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite something.
The traffic flow has improved, from what I understand, but we have the safety issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is nice not having the extra lane coming in and kind of clogging that. So now that there's just one path, it is smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I talked to Scott this morning, he just asked if we could just have a conversation and figure out how to deal with this.
Okay.
So that's it.
So which one of you wants to talk more about the school improvement project, track and field, fencing?
Oh, the track and field. We are working with the contractor. We just had a meeting 2 weeks ago, and we're going to have a meeting within the next week on the remediations to fix the field. So I don't have any information about the time frame, because that's what the meeting is about. But we're expecting this the fixes to the field to start occurring soon after this meeting. So then it would be ready for the summer.
Did they get any results from the soil sample testing that they did?
Yes, we received the results. We shared that with the contractor, and the contractor is coming back to make the fixes. Okay. And they've been very supportive.
So you said you've got a meeting now, next, and what's the timing in terms of when you start telling us or other people about what?
When we meet with the contractor about their timelines, when they're going to have the come out and to do the remediations, then we can share that information. We haven't had that meeting to talk about time frames.
Okay. And do you know when that meeting is?
It's next week.
Next week. Okay.
And phase two will be done in conjunction with the repairs to the field, right? All the ADA, like the railings and everything, it'll all be done now at once?
We are going out to bid to do a bid award on June 6th. So with that, that's going to be, the timing of it is the field's going to be fixed, and then the ADA work is going to be done shortly after that. Okay. That's what we're expecting to happen.
Great. And that's all still, idea of that is to be done by the fall.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, none of the timelines have changed. Yeah. But without having the meeting with the contractor, establishing timelines and know when they're going to be doing all the work, I can't answer some of those questions, but it's moving forward.
Got it.
So. Okay. And then the fencing for the fields and the public access, we added the gates. I'm not sure what else you wanted us to
just
talk about with
can
that.
We have, we get a lot of inquiries and we don't actually know when they're open and locked. The time, because we'll publish them because we just, you know, people are saying they're locked on the weekends now, and we don't know. I mean, we have to refer to the school, and so if you could just give us some list and say the school, we'll publish it. Just tell us the fences are open and such time for public, you know, use. But I don't want to speak for the school and say, well, it's supposed to be this or supposed to be that. I don't really know.
Okay, and it's tricky because the gates along Santiago open as soon as the bell rings for students to go to fifth period.
Right.
They're open because there's people with short day, athletes that need access to those fields. That doesn't necessarily mean the school wants the public to come onto the grass and start throwing the frisbee.
We just need to hear because that's what we're hearing. People saying, when can we go on? And
I will.
Let me, just something from the school saying.
We'll get something.
I'll work on that.
We'll get something together to coordinate because
we're happy to publicize. We just need to know.
Yeah, with the high school, it's different. It never stops.
Yeah, somebody was complaining because they said the gates are open at 3, but I was stopped by somebody because I couldn't go in and whatever. And I don't know. We don't want to get into it. It's just...
And then on the weekend, I've seen where the gate looks like it's locked, but the lock isn't actually locked. The padlock's over the thing, but it's not attached. And so somebody said, oh, it's locked. And I'm like, it's really not supposed to be. And we walked over there, and sure enough, it looked like it was locked, but it wasn't actually locked. But somebody had just made it appear that way. So, yeah, that's going to cause
confusion. Who was doing the locking and unlocking, like, in the weekends and stuff? Who's actually physically going and doing that on weekends?
Well, it depends on who's on campus. So if you have, you know, the baseball team there and they're having access, you have different coaches that have access to the fields. So it depends on who's... what event's going on and who's having access. So so I really can't tell you who is opening the fence, the gates. It depends on the activity and who has
well on the weekends the staff are they there. On the weekends are they supposed to be open all day or only for events?
They're supposed to be open all day.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I would need to follow up on what communication's gone out and what is the schedule.
Yeah. And then who we need to know, like, who is responsible for opening them in the morning on the weekends and closing them in the evening on the weekends. So we know just consistently, like, it doesn't get...
So they're not closed at night. They're not locked at night, right? Or are they?
Not to my knowledge. Unless there's a nighttime district security guy that makes his rounds and latches them.
But I'll find out what the protocols are, the hours.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I'll share that with this group.
Yeah, that way we know if somebody comes up and has problems with access, who we are to refer to. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get back to the no dog and doggy dispensers. We talked a bit about bringing back the drug dogs to Villa Park High School. We raised that concern at our last meeting with the principal, school site council meeting. There's a lot of vaping and... what it's not called vaping, but with the pot with the same little
wax,
the wax things, yeah. On campus, in the restrooms, in classrooms, all over, and it's becoming a big issue. And we used to have the drug dogs that would come around the school through the parking lot, through the cars, around the lockers and things,
and in the classrooms
and
too.
In the classrooms,
that's what we're missing
and we
now.
Have not had that in a long time, and it may be time to bring them back. So
I can speak for the dogs. They have been in the parking lot on a routine basis.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. They can't go into lockers or into classrooms. I don't know why. There's some policy or not a policy, but...
Well, Dr. Miller referred us to Ed Howard. Ed Howard referred us to the school board. So I spoke with Kathy Moffitt. She was completely unaware of the extent of the problem now, how much it's grown just in the last couple of years. So we made her aware. She has talked to Superintendent Hansen about it, and hopefully we'll get on a board agenda soon. I mean, it wasn't in time to make it for today's, but hopefully maybe the end of the month or June we can see some movement on that.
Because the administration at the high school agrees it's become an overwhelming problem at the high school, and they have, like, with the restrooms, they, like they said, they have the male staff that can routinely go through the into the restrooms and catch them in the act or whatever, but there's not as much female administration staff to go to the female restrooms to catch the girls, plus the kids doing it in the classroom.
Yeah. So. Is this something that would trickle down to the junior high as well?
I mean, it already has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know what the problem is, but we're talking about enforcement.
I know the problem is definitely
pursuing.
There, but enforcing with
Well, the problem is, it's kind of, and I mean, Deputy Benz,
they don't have
cars, they don't have lockers. So then you're forced to do the classroom, which is what the board, I guess, doesn't like. The board does not like, you know, the dogs going in and sniffing the jackets and the backpacks and whatnot.
Does the board know that it's happening in the classroom?
Yes, and so we made her aware of that, and so she's going to be spreading that out, you know, to the rest of the board members, and she already talked to the superintendent. So hopefully we'll get some movement on that, but I don't know if they would be willing to take it to the middle school or not. We'll just kind of have to see how this whole thing unfolds, because I guess that was the hang-up, is the board was unwilling to have the dogs in the classrooms.
But if they're there when they're switching classrooms and walking through the campus.
Right. Not necessarily in
the
classroom.
They're keeping it in their backpacks.
That's what they're about. It's the more organized way, isn't it, to have the class empty, have them leave their jackets, and then go around.
Yeah,
to
you've
the
got to evacuate all these kids with leaving their stuff behind.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
who's so it's like a random classroom.
But if you came at like lunch, they would have their backpacks with them, right?
Where's this?
Sometimes they dump them in big piles, though.
So if you just had a dog walking campus, though, is all, you know what I mean? While they're at lunch or something, then the bags are kind of sitting where,
I
don't know, I'm just, you know, saying that it's not intrusive that a dog would walk around and kind of be like, you know?
Yeah, I think
it's... Well, it doesn't work like that. The dog has to... He'll run back and forth with his nose, like around a car door, around the frame of the door.
Right.
And then once he has a positive, he'll sit.
Oh.
So if you've got a kid walking by with a backpack on,
it can be kind of
the dog's not going to like sit next to the, wouldn't do
so
that.
So they need to be stationed and he needs to kind of patrol them.
Yeah. The property that we never would ever sniff a kid, but the property itself would, I mean,
that's
no,
it,
we can't problems. Do that with police dogs and inmates, so I know that we would never be able to do it with kids.
Right.
But the property would have to be set down. It almost
stationary.
I almost think like at the middle school, the best place would be the locker rooms. All their stuff is in
their
gym locker.
Yeah.
They're all out in their workout gear.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Sniff that and then leave. The kids are nowhere near the dog.
Right.
And then if the dog hits on the locker, whose locker is this? But that's if the dogs were ever allowed on campus.
Right. But that may be an option to eliminate that and help you get your end in.
The board meeting with, does the board take like outside presentations on stuff, or
so what you could do, you could speak under items that are not agendized.
Mm-hmm. Public comment.
Unless the board, and the board comment, 3 minutes up to 20 minutes per subject, or the board can agendize an item, have a presentation, have discussion, and then people the community can comment on agendized items.
Right.
So there's two comments, agendized and unagendized.
What I'm so it's only open per public comment. It's not like we have special, like we'll bring in have somebody do a presentation on stuff. Does the school district do that, where they'll bring
do that. We did that.
I was just going to recommend, in addition to talking to her, if you can get a presentation that gives you maybe a little more than the 3 minutes of open discussion time, that you'd be able to talk about something like that.
Yeah. We've already sent her to a couple of news articles. There was actually something in the paper just over the weekend that I forwarded to her as well that talked about THC levels, because THC levels in the wax are about, in this article it said it was 86%. THC, whereas plant-based marijuana is only 15 to 20% THC. So what these kids are getting, they're actually coming to school nurses and saying that they're too high. You know, I mean, that's you know, the vaping is, it's gotten to be a real problem. We had a presentation 2 years ago at Sarah Villa about vaping, and I don't
it was poorly
know if you were
attended.
There for that one. Yeah, it wasn't great, but it was a lot of really good information. But, I mean, things have changed so much even since then.
So. A lot of it, in my experience, a lot of it has to do with also extending out to the parents some parenting guidelines. When we have social media stuff that explodes and everybody's, you know, fighting each other over social media and everything, the first thing I ask the parents is, are you looking through their phone? Because they're on Instagram or Snapchat and they're challenging kids to fights, they're calling kids out to fights, et cetera, et cetera. With the marijuana and with the vaping, it's the same thing. They're all over. They're not getting searched at home. They're not getting drug tested at home. And I think that the additional layer of some parenting advice needs to get kind of also articulated out to the parents.
Well, and letting parents know, too, about the Finstas, which are the fake Instagram accounts that they put out there so that family and friends can look at their fake Instagram, but then their real one that they have for their friends is completely different. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that. So they're vaping all over their real Instagram
Finsta.
Account.
I didn't know there was a term for that. Yeah.
Fake Insta. Yeah.
Fake Insta, wow. Yeah.
And also with the fighting that's been going on at CB2, they make a fake Instagram account and post whatever they videotaped at the school.
Yeah.
Also.
And some of that has been fake. There was one day where they a group of kids decided to prank the school. And so they were yelling, fight, 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 and getting kids to gather. And then when the administration got to the center, there was no fight. So, and there were some real fights that day, probably because, you know, middle schoolers, they're very suggestible. But there was one day in particular where there were a lot of fake fights, too. So that was another thing. Like, that was probably coordinated over social media.
And then somebody posts on the buzz, the Villa Park buzz, 11 fights at Sarah Villa. What's happening in our schools?
So every week we have a cabinet meeting, and each cabinet member attends and provides information on their section. So I will be providing an update because of the meetings I attend. I provide updates to cabinet, so I'll be bringing this to cabinet for discussion.
Perfect.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's just going to get worse.
Yeah. If you can keep me posted on when you expect to have some kind of presence at the next board meeting, or if they tell you what you're going to be on the
definitely.
Agenda.
Yeah.
I would love that, too.
It would bring its
I mean, as sixth graders coming into Sarah Villa, you know, awareness and, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That would
helps.
Be great, because
so
right now it's just me, chirp, chirp, chirp.
Right.
I think they're sick of hearing from me.
I can chirp, too.
Yeah.
What is, like, if a teacher notices something in a classroom, which I just can't believe.
Right.
They're not
It's harder to notice than you think, because the kids, like, for example, they're like this, because I have a friend who's a teacher, and she demonstrated this to me. So they've got their vape in this hand. And so then they turn around, they get something out of their backpack. And it's a quick movement. It's not, and they've got the vape turned all the way down. There's not a big plume of smoke that's coming out. So they turn around, they rummage around their backpack, they come back up, and then they blow it into their other hand here. And there's hardly any vape coming out.
Their sleeve
or something. So yeah, so there's not really.
There's no odor.
Not for a lot of them. And then I went to the district presentation, and they're even coming out with vape wear. Like, it looks like a hooded sweatshirt, and it's
like
got buttonholes, and you screw one end of what looks like the string to your hoodie into your vape and tuck it in, and then you use the other end to vape. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that kids are getting away with it,
so
to where
teacher
the teachers
probably not even going to know.
They're even doing it in AP classes.
They're catching them, but when you're looking at 35 different kids,
right?
If a kid's just bending down, or
we're picturing you're sitting there doing this in classroom, you know, and I'm thinking, what is happening in high school? You know, so that
it's
makes more sense.
Subtle.
If it's a quick,
these little
and
cartridges
they look like
are
USB keys. Almost.
Yeah, they do look like a USB.
Right, so you can have it in your hand, and you're not going to think, you know.
But, I mean, as I told Ed Howard, you know, there's even memes going around the high school right now. Like, the one last week was, why are there toilets in the jewel room?
So, what is the penalty for a student who gets caught with this?
A vape?
Not
typically
much.
A Saturday school.
Just detention, huh?
So there's virtually, I mean, it's a slap on the wrist.
Absolutely.
Well, and some parents are giving, like asking for the jewels back to give back to their kid.
No.
Yes,
way.
They've been confiscated and
they've been confiscated and the parents are asking for them back.
Are you?
Sorry.
Yeah. Seems... Oh, no.
What?
I know.
But as a teacher, the only thing they can do is
send them to the office.
Send them to the office.
Yeah.
There's no.
Teachers.
Real.
Well, teachers can't give out discipline.
No, they
in the
wouldn't, but
so.
I was just
correct.
Wondering if.
Yeah.
But if that was noticed or if a teacher had suspicion.
The teacher will either text an administrator, email an administrator, or get straight to the phone and have security come down. But either way, the teacher doesn't want that in their classroom. So they're on it whenever
yeah.
they notice
whenever
it.
Whenever they notice it. Okay.
And then that kid gets searched. Mm-hmm. And if something comes up where we find it, great. But there's only so much of a search the school is willing to do on a vape, which mm-hmm. isn't even illegal to possess.
Right.
By children.
We did talk about this last time.
Mm-hmm. It's not
allowed on school campuses, like mm-hmm.
well,
just even adults.
Code.
But,
that's ed code.
Right.
That's not penal
but there's
code.
No penal right. penalty
Can
to
the teachers
it.
Restrict what the children are allowed to bring into the classrooms? Can we go back? Can they get some hooks? Like elementary school? Keep your backpack on your hook number.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of theft at the high school, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just...
Yeah, the teachers are trying their best
to
make sure it's not in their classrooms, and the school's doing what they can to get it off campus, but it's an epidemic.
But is there, then there is a first strike, second strike, third strike situation with the kid that keeps getting
not
busted
with, not
with this?
Not necessarily with vape, and no, there's
I mean,
not necessarily too
to
many
be,
kids like
yeah.
that.
You know,
well, and vape is like
coming.
Cigarettes versus the wax, which is the pot, so is there different penalties for the
Absolutely.
Vape versus the pot?
Absolutely, because marijuana is a drug, and... You'll see suspensions come out of that and things like that. You know, harsher penalties.
The kids are treating them like kind of like it's the same thing. They look the same.
Yeah, right.
They act the
That's
same.
That's a problem.
As far as like how you would use it, how you would sneak it around, where you would do it
yeah,
and all
right.
that. But the penalty is different depending on what it is.
Right.
But we know the punishment when you take the kid out of the class and you send them home. That's not the appropriate punishment. Because kids being out of class... you know, it just doesn't it doesn't serve a purpose.
Yeah.
So there right. needs to be some work in this area, and this is a systemic area that we're all dealing with statewide.
Yeah.
And since this is evolving, it's just like, you know, catching up to new technology. We
yeah,
just
keeping up with it.
Keeping up with it, and as soon as we address it, there's going to be something else that's going to come up.
Yeah, because right. all schools are OLU has a huge problem with it, too. I mean, it's not just our high schools.
Right.
You know, it's an
yeah.
epidemic. It's mm-hmm.
everywhere. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we discussed already the no dog and sign removal of the bag dispensers. It's happened. There we are.
Done. Yeah.
Oh, so the bags were removed at the
yes.
high school?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Not Saravilla, though.
Yeah, they were removed from Saravilla.
Oh, they were
yeah.
from Saravilla. Gotcha. Sorry, I was just...
Signs are up, bags are gone. That's what's happened. All right, your turn.
Saravilla, we already talked about the doggy bag dispensers. I did have a question about those containers that are on campus, a couple of the OUSD campuses called like Us Again or something. They're for like used clothing and shoes. Mm-hmm. It's a for-profit company. Does the district get any money from them? So why are they there then? I guess.
I don't know. I'll need to find out.
Okay. I'm just curious because I know that, you
we
know.
Used to have one in the back of ours.
Yeah.
We have one.
Yeah, there's one at VPE. There's one at the high school. There used to be one at CV. I haven't driven on that side of campus in a while, so I'm not sure if it's still there.
Have you talked to the principals?
But I haven't. I mean, we did at a meeting a while ago, but then they're still there. But I was just curious if it's a for-profit company and the district is always looking at revenue streams, then maybe if they're going to have their boxes there, then maybe we should be getting a kickback.
Ours is a spider collector, as I was told. Nobody
yeah.
uses it.
Sometimes,
know
sometimes these agreements are long-standing agreements. One or two principals ago, and sometimes we're trying to figure out why something is
yeah.
there. But I'll look into it.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. And that's all I had.
Cool. Let's go back one step. We did talk about, I guess we're going to talk about parking enforcement and traffic issues. Never mind. Let's keep moving then. So Serrano, any
good
concerns?
No, I know that you guys put up the flashy lights there at the crosswalk on Feather Hill. I don't know if that helps or not. We're still, I cross that at least 3 times a day and usually have to stand out in the middle of the street to make sure both cars are going because they just fly right through, which is crazy. We are trying to see, though, how your method kind of holds
up. Flash?
Yeah, with your crossing guards, because that might be something for our little ones.
We don't have crossing guards, we just have the flags.
Right, we don't, at that section
everybody
either.
Still crosses all at the same time, instead of, like...
But are the flags kind of making it at least more noticeable or seeing the kids? Because, I mean, you have these little ones crossing, and it's hard.
And the little ones are the ones who want to carry the flag.
Right,
enthusiastic about it.
Right. Yes. Okay, yes. That might be something that we look into doing just right
there.
It does
help with visibility.
They can kind of, yeah.
Flow of traffic is still the same.
It is, and I got caught in the CV exit the other day, and oh my God, they cross like one at a time, and then another herd, and then another herd.
That
and I was sitting in my car, I'm like, can you all just stand for a second and wait?
When we were
and then go, I was like losing my mind.
When we were trying to control the parking at VPE years ago when I was directing traffic, I actually put signs, I made homemade signs that said, please cross in groups, please wait for a group and cross in groups.
Because, I mean, by the time they got back, the kid was so far away and he's still coming, and I thought, I'm going to lose my mind here. I'm like, come. But we were just kind of watching that to see if that helped to kind of maybe do that.
But you have to have, you know, we typically take them in every night and put them out in the morning. So someone would have to be in charge of that.
Right.
Have you left them out ever?
I have.
What happened?
A couple times I've forgotten to take them in. So and they've still been there. Thank goodness.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we always have this.
It didn't end up over at Serrano or something.
I know, not yet. And our tubes aren't up yet. But if you are missing flags, might check there.
Maybe you should make Bobcat flags so they can't be moved over.
It is labeled VPE Dog Club.
The flag should have a giant Bobcat on it. So.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's ours. So.
Okay.
For Villa Park Elementary, I think we're just still looking forward to bathroom renovations in the summer. Hopefully that's still on track.
They're going out to bid, and I think it's either May 23rd or June 6th is the bid award.
Okay. Is the bid award, so someone will be chosen that day? Or?
Yes. Okay. They'll be chosen, and then we will coordinate the work over the summer.
Okay.
And work will be done by the time school comes back in?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, perfect. And then we're getting towards the end of our fundraising for the year, and everything's coming in. We still have Camp Bobcat to go through, but we would like to start the process on a large shade structure over our quad area, which I was hoping he'd still be here.
But, he'll be back. See, he's back.
Yay! I was just mentioning that we'd like to start the process on our large shade structure. We've just finished our fundraising. I did talk to our secretary in the office to see if we could get that process rolling, because I know there's some architectural plans that need to be done that we're responsible for. And so we'd like to start that process. And if that
How much have you raised?
Well, we have about, I would say, without our teacher requests and all of that, about 40,000 that we can put towards the shade structure, which with everything I think is going to be 70.
The lunch tables cost us 90 back then.
The quote we got for the large shade structure over the quad is about 60,000.
Maybe it's gotten more affordable. We looked at them and they were over 100 when we looked at them.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that cost does not change. That was earlier this year when we got that.
Was years ago.
And then we're also responsible for the architectural fees, which are not 7% more than the project, supposedly. So we would like to get started. And we hope that with fundraising in the fall, we would have the rest of the funds and possibly, fingers crossed, maybe something over Christmas break. But that's probably...
No, don't discount it.
Just putting it out there.
Our active homeschooling members are largely going to be in sixth grade next year, so we're pushing for a shade for graduation.
For us to DSA, because this is going to be a DSA project.
Yes.
To DSA, we have to be in DSA with architectural plans. And then the process for DSA is 3, 4, 5 months.
Okay.
So right now, for us to be ready to go out to bid, mm-hmm. and think of the bid process as about 4 to 5 weeks, mm-hmm. that for us to be able to do some construction in Christmas, mm-hmm. assuming they can construct it during Christmas, mm-hmm. That we would have to be in DSA by next month.
So we have barely enough time if we started today, maybe, if we're on the 4-weekend for the...
Well, and without having talked to the architects,
right.
I don't know how much lead time they're going to need. So we're going
right.
we're gonna need to sit down to come up with a construction timeline.
Okay.
And to focus how long, because without knowing how long it takes to construct that shade structure, mm-hmm. Christmas time may not be the time because of weather and other
correct.
Elements.
Maybe spring break.
It's the idea, though, is to shoot for Christmas and then
yes. Yeah. Right. The other part of this is also that they could require extra ADA compliance,
yes.
things to be completed before that goes in,
yes.
right? Okay.
And that's the element that the architects are going to have to help us with.
Yes.
Because if they're going to require, let's say, bathroom upgrades, mm-hmm. You know, they could require up to 20%, which I've had projects that have doubled. Mm. At a $180,000 playground that we had to do $360,000 worth of work.
Can you guys set up a meeting and go through and
yes, we can.
Talk mm-hmm. about this?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we'll get started on this as soon as possible. But those
excellent.
Are that's
that sounds awesome.
Construction
that's very cool.
Thank you.
Okay. I think if nobody has any objections, we're on to item 4, discussion of parking enforcement and traffic issues. So we just talked briefly about the crosswalk flags at Lincoln Center. Anything else on that? Do we want to?
No.
Seems like it's.
It's all still the same. People okay. cross in the middle of the road, not the crosswalk, and it's still an issue.
Hmm.
Yeah. We have not had a
but
lot
no one's
of
getting run over.
No one's. Well, almost. There was a grandma and her child the other day. Where on Wednesday.
After the flags.
Well, she was just crossing right across the street from the school, not at the crosswalk. Mm. She was just wow. darted across and stopped in the middle, and then.
Because she parked in the no parking zone.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Wednesday.
Well,
it was tough
Monday.
Because they were also redoing the
oh,
road
the,
at the dead end.
They're
there was
redoing
a giant
our roads.
Truck that couldn't.
The asphalt
traffic
repaving.
Physically had to stop because this huge truck had to take up a lane and a half just
right.
to get northbound
yeah.
on.
Yes. And we haven't had a lot of police activity or presence, but it's probably priority. But everything's normal.
Normal.
No improvement, nothing worse.
Yeah. Okay.
For us at Villa Park.
And then the other item is the additional OCSDAW presence to address traffic issues. Is that...
Yeah, no, we've had the lieutenant himself was issuing tickets. The other day around last Tuesday on over by Serrano and the high school, Taft in particular, because with the new turnout, you got people doing U-turns there. So
what happened with that accident the other day? Was it coming out of the turnout, or was it somebody making a U-turn in the wrong spot?
Which day?
What day was it that there was a...
Is there more than one accident?
Was there one? There was one that they had to call an ambulance
yeah.
for.
Last Friday?
Friday we had one during, yeah, I was off duty, but that... particular driver was exiting the entrance, the staff entrance, or the loop, I guess it's now, mm-hmm, entrance. Mm-hmm. And I have a problem, and I've been kind of talking to the school about my problem, which is I think that should be an entrance only, no exit ever. But
for
unfortunately,
that staff entrance, I agree.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all of the staff that park in the staff lot use that as their exit when they go home for the day, which is about the same time kids are getting picked up at that time of day. So we've got a whole bunch of unsafe stuff going on the school property itself with people trying to weave in and out of there. But nevertheless, we've got eastbound traffic on Taft that had come to a stop to allow this guy to come out of that entrance and make a left going westbound onto Taft. My understanding, I didn't respond to the accident, I was off duty, but my understanding is there was a car several cars behind that saw all the traffic stopped up and thought they must be all turning into the school. So I'm just going to go into oncoming lanes. And it was a near head-on.
Oh, wow.
But I mean,
yeah. I agree with you about the left turns out of that because it's already a very clogged up area.
I wouldn't like to see any exits out of that either.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that would severely...
Yeah, exits at all.
Yeah.
Because it's really a one-way kind of thing, but people exit out of there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also have a no stopping anytime block leading up to that entrance. And a lot of people use that, and I try to get to them as quickly as I can. But we have a lot of people that use that to stop and pick up their kids. Mm-hmm. And that blocks vision, just like the construction fencing does, for cars that are trying to get in or get out. And it just makes a mess.
I was pulling into that driveway yesterday when somebody, the guy ahead of me, pulled up, basically blocked the entire driveway, and then decided he was going to back up and pull along that curb there. And I had to sit in traffic and wait for him to... do all this maneuvering.
Yay. Yeah, the school did work with the construction company, though, to remove some of that green shading off the fence, which really has made it a lot easier and improved visibility.
That happened immediately.
Yeah, that happened right away, so that was great.
Okay. I've had some neighborhood community discussion about parking on Nichols, and... possible solutions for what could be the biggest problem I'm hearing is that they're seeing both sides of the street have cars on them, which takes up what are right now marked as both of the bike lanes, and anybody on a bike or driving doing anything has essentially nowhere that's safe other than in the street with moving cars, and the recommendation was if we blocked off parking on just one side of the streets and we limited all of the parking to a single side of the road, you'd have parking that would go further back. It would push further into the community, but it would be only on one side of the roads and not both sides, and that might make, at least give some flow for bikes and for less craziness. Although my impression is that people would still park there as they were picking their kids up, or they would stop on that side anyway and
stop and wait.
Right, and that you're not going to be able to stop that no matter what you do. So,
yeah, well, it would be if it was a no parking zone. At least we wouldn't have unoccupied vehicles there because I can't see a parent walking their 16-year-old down to the high school, or their 14-year-old or 13-year-old up to the middle school. The kids would just leave. It's not the same kind of circumstances we have in an elementary school. So at least the cars would be coming and going and not necessarily, except for pickup, waiting in the car.
But I think even at pickup right now, if there's cars parked all along there, there's nowhere for them to stop at all, that would at least give some space for people to park along or to stop at Nichols. And then
when I went to CV and long ago, that's where we got picked up.
Yeah.
It's right there. And my lieutenant and I talked about what we could suggest to the city, and that was the suggestion.
Oh, it was one side.
One side have pick up and drop off only, no permanent parking, and that'd be the west side of the street.
Yep.
The east side of the street that has an actual proper curb would be parking allowed.
Okay. I also, that's my recommendation too, so that's why I didn't want to bounce it off of somebody. It sounds we're on the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Something's got to be done there.
Right.
Because it's just such a narrow passage, and there's no room to drop anybody off, which overflows everywhere else around all the other schools.
Right. And if parking has to stay along that east side and then the south side of Serrano, as you go around the turn there, so be it. It's going to go further.
Yeah.
People are going to park somewhere. They've still got to park, but at least it's not all day, all the time, both sides.
And hopefully with the track.
All time?
It sounds like a good idea. I mean, I know a lot of the kids are parking over there because they can't get parking permits, even though Mike Lee has said to us in meetings that they're not ticketing within the student lot. The students don't know that.
How do we tell this? We talked about this.
They've been announcing it, but the problem is so many kids don't listen to the morning announcements. You know, they're talking or they're
put a flyer on their car or something like that that said they're not taking in the parking lot. Go park there. I mean, it's better than
getting because the school really does want the kids on campus.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to get the word out.
Okay.
But you know, especially now at the end of the year, everyone's
Yeah, if you said no parking on one of the sides but allowed for stopping and waiting to pick up kids, I think that is a reasonable.
It's just going to push the problem though further out. They're just going to park further up Serrano.
That was my first reaction to this: is if you block parking, they're going to park, you know, other places, and then you've got the problem somewhere else. And that's not a fix.
Yeah.
But at least half.
But if they have to get, if the kids have to get far enough away that they don't want to walk that far, they may then decide maybe I should park in the lot, or maybe.
But this is a problem that will kind of go back down again in another month, because once we get into fall, then you don't have those sophomores. You know, right now, most all the sophomores have their license, and a lot of them want to drive to school, and there aren't any parking permits available, so they're parking off campus. Whereas at the beginning of the year, there's always a few that want to park off campus, maybe to avoid drug dogs or whatever, but for the most part, most kids want to park on campus. So all those seniors graduate. Yeah.
We lose the senior class, so then you end up with fewer people in the parking lot, but then as the year goes
the
on,
sophomores
and more sophomores
aren't driving
get their license, then you get more and more
so
cars.
What's
going to
happen when the kids are in high school who were affected by the kindergarten change? Like, my daughter gets, she ages up in September.
Yeah.
So, like, she's going to be a very early driver, and there's going to be lots of those.
Well,
you know?
There already is. I mean, we have so many kids coming into high school that are already, like, late 18, you know, even some of them even 19 starting their senior year. I mean, the difference in registration, they look like babies on freshman day, and then by the time you get to senior registration day, they've got the tattoos.
Yeah. Full beards.
So, yeah, they're already, tattoos. You know, there was
they
that
come
trend
with their wife
even
and kids.
From the time that my younger one started, there was the trend to hold kids back. So they're already a lot older than they used to be. So, yeah, we already have a lot of sophomores driving.
But traditionally, every year at the beginning of the year, there's fewer cars on campus, and then it just increases as more people get their license.
What you're saying, though, is that this is going to happen every year, and we've got an ongoing problem.
Mm-hmm. But part of the problem right now is because of the construction.
Part of it is. And the my
well, because it's never been as bad as, I mean, you've lived there. It's never been as bad as it's been this year.
True.
Yes.
Absolutely.
My understanding is for a period of time on Nichols, we had no parking or permits required for city residents. And
I don't remember that.
No.
No.
Maybe I'm going. I'm dating myself then. But nobody parked there when I went to high school there. Nobody parked on Nichols.
I agreed.
Okay. But there was also a lot of busing, too. We had buses going to the elementary schools at
so
that time.
So we have parking adjacent to the track that is not available to us right now because of the track construction. That
which
will
we will
open up.
Retain,
That has never been ticketed by myself. That has always been a freebie from the school to the kids. If you need to drive and can't afford a parking permit, park on the track. That's your spot. They just have a little bit longer walk than everybody else.
Yeah.
And then what about 35-40% of the student lot was just overtaken by staff members.
Mm-hmm. Well, and our other question has been, a district question, why do we charge kids to park?
Well, that was my next question. I thought trying to get that lowered or given.
Because that is a.
Why are we charging the kids to park? Why can't
Where
they just
the money
park?
It's maintained by the school.
Oh, okay.
It's not collected. It's not collected for the district.
I believe it's an ASB account.
Yeah, ASB. Okay.
It's a fundraiser for
them. But OUSD requested that we pay.
No, this is site-initiated.
Canyon's about $100 a year. I think we're 65.
So all the students are taking it and using it for...
Right, but who's requiring it is what we're trying...
The school.
So it's a high school that has to change that.
Yeah.
Or...
So I think what we have to have at the district level is a conversation about, you know, we're going to be entering construction. Let's talk about how this is all impacted. And just have those conversations over the summer. About how we're gonna, because we have to change with construction.
Right.
Not everything's the same.
Right. And I think having a prime spot, maybe that's what you pay for, but they're very limited now. So how do you, you know?
So I think for all high schools, we have to have this conversation.
Right.
And to see how we can address this issue.
And it's crazy that one school is different price versus another school.
Yeah.
Well, it's site specific. Go back to the ice cream sales at Serrano.
Mm-hmm.
That's a moneymaker for the fifth graders going into sixth grade, right?
Say no more.
Parking passes at Villa Park, they came up with a price that people were willing to pay.
Right.
And they use that money, and they use that money for stuff on campus. It's, you know, it's school.
Have you seen Canyon's parking lot during the day?
I have, yeah.
It's
worse than Villa Park's parking lot. It's there's no parking.
Yeah.
Do they have trouble with kids parking outside?
Oh, yeah, they park in the shopping center across the street.
The condos up the street.
They maybe not park in the parking lot because it takes so long to get out of the parking lot.
And the residents all around the school, even behind the school, they're all permit required for city residents.
That canyon?
Well, the canyon.
Yeah.
I know at least a couple Villa Park seniors this year that aren't parking in the lot because it is so hard to get out.
Yeah.
But they parked in the lot before because there were two exits before.
Right.
So it was easier.
Right,
so in the fall, we'll have that exit again
Half the kids used to funnel out by the tennis
courts. Yeah, so I think in general, like when we get into fall, I think things will get a lot easier.
I have a sort of related question, but it won't matter until after all the construction's done. But once we get the construction done and we have that entrance exit at Nichols and it's going all across, I would love for one of the cycles of the signal to be pedestrian only, going all directions and then stop, and then whatever the other cycles are, it's cars only, because a lot of our problems that we have with the traffic in front of the high school is it's a short cycle of a signal as it is. It's really short. Sometimes like two cars get through. And then you got the pedestrians going, and then nobody gets through. And then the traffic backs up past the stop sign on Taft and everything because the cars can't go because the pedestrians are in the way and all that stuff. Maybe if once we got that whole thing going, if like over at Chapman by Bruxy, they have diagonals and everything. And so it's instead of two cycles, you know, north, south, east, west, there's a third cycle, which is pedestrian only, and everybody goes whichever way they need to go, and that's that. And that might help move traffic more, because like right now at pickup time, the light turns green on Taft and maybe three cars get through. Two, three cars. And then we wonder why it's so backed up.
And then they try to make the whole light and then they're stopped in the crosswalk and then the crossing guard's standing there. And
yes.
Because they jump off there too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a pretty good thorough discussion about all of that, so mm-hmm. we'll move on.
Yep.
Committee member comments. Does anybody have anything else they wanted to say in addition to what we've already talked about?
I just want to say thank you to all of you. I appreciate all of your efforts.
You're welcome.
Aww. Thank you for being
here.
I appreciate the collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Takes a village.
Okay. So, hearing nothing else, we're at adjournment. What are we looking at for next meeting? Does anybody have a recommendation for Steve? Do you have a... I'm relatively new to this, so I'm guessing...
Typically, we waited till the school started, everybody's kind of September-ish type of thing, because there's such a mad rush of getting things organized and whatnot, and getting people in place and knowing who's doing what, and events don't get organized until early...
Right.
Fall anyway, so we've tried to either do September, October, but it's kind of up to everybody here.
Okay. When is your talent show going to be?
Our talent show was in January.
Well, was it all?
We already did it. Yes, we moved it this year. Usually it is at the end of our school year.
Because oftentimes I would go visit there and find some people to do some free entertainment.
So September 5th or the 12th would be the next Thursday.
Okay.
That's the beginning of September.
Youngster is a good singer.
So maybe we'll try to pick the 5th or the 12th.
Yeah, they've already been back in school for 2 weeks by the 5th, so I don't think that's... The 5th isn't too early.
The 5th is close to... Memorial
Same week as Labor Day, yeah. I mean, they've already been in school for two full weeks at that point, so it's not like you're just looking for a new back or anything.
So maybe the 5th.
Yeah, I got her from you.
Hopefully, I can find someone else to take president CD.
Well, I think they may go ice cream at another
all year with no president elect.
So you have Karen Goldberg for Villa Park High School for next year as well. Okay.
So I might be back.
Won't be next year. So
I have found Richard. He's at a construction meeting right now.
Sure. All right, we're adjourned. As I will mention, we'll see you at the September.